happening now. Good morning. Hi, this is Sharon Zapata, podcast host here at Middle Finger Happiness. Work hard, live well, don't fuck with me. And that's the same title of the book I have on Amazon, as well as two other books. And this podcast is brought to you by the Zapata Group, which is located in the Silos here in Houston, Texas, which I just learned is one of the largest creative campus, or the largest creative campus in the U.S. So that was kind of cool to know that. And you can come by the studio and hang out and buy some art. We're open every day, pretty much. And I have some ladies here that I'm going to interview. So we're going to make this work with the two mics. I have three wonderful women, and we're just going to get to it. So who wants to go first and say who you are and what you do and what's happening and what's going on with this podcast this morning?
I will. I'll go first. I'm Elizabeth Pudwill, and I'm here with Vanessa Cassani and
Hello.
Georgie Holbrook. As well as
me,
Sharon.
I'm drinking my coffee.
So Georgie and Vanessa and I think we were talking about creating something. And I said, well, let's meet and try it and see what we can come up with. And so we met on Zoom. We met digitally. We did not meet in person and talked about creating a course.
I love Zoom.
I do too.
Zoom, as a matter of fact, Zoom has replaced my networking.
Really?
I mean, it's so much time and trouble
yes.
to get in the car
and
yeah. in traffic
and when drive. You live yeah. in Houston traffic.
In traffic and then sit down and park and just like, you know, get your, you could just,
well, even
Zoom.
Just getting ready. So yeah, absolutely. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
So yeah, we met on Zoom and we fleshed out what we wanted to do, came up with an outline.
It was pretty quick.
We went home with homework, came back and we created the Live Abundantly Boot Camp. It's a 5-day boot camp that is designed to give you abundance in your mind, body, and spirit. So I'm going to do the mind part because I'm a law of attraction coach.
Yes.
And so I'm going to teach, for the 5 days, I'll be talking about how to use your mind to create what it is that you want.
To manifest those thoughts into actual...
To turn your thoughts and your desires into tangible things.
Things that actually...
Which I know how to do.
We know how to do that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be doing the body.
And this is Vanessa.
Yep, to say who you are.
Right. I said, who are you? Who be you?
Because your voice is not...
Is that her?
Yeah.
We're switching ladies.
Okay, this is Vanessa Cassani. And I'm going to be doing the body portion of the 5-day boot camp. And I am a food and body coach. And so I'll be sharing a lot of mindful eating and intuitive eating practices.
Yes.
Which I'm really excited about. And it's a lot of ways to approach health without having to go on that strict diet that is so restrictive.
I was just talking to a coach who's similar to you
really?
In the UK,
That's
Anthony,
awesome.
And he's going to be on my podcast. But we talked about that.
And what we want to do is to share the tools that we use.
Right.
These
yeah.
are all things that we use to, like, I'm going to share the tools that I actually use on a daily
right.
basis to manifest what
to
it
manifest
is that
what
I want.
You're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And
Vanessa's
so with the eating
share,
and stress
yep.
eating, especially right after the holidays,
yes,
and that's
sure.
what we were talking about is, you know, we aimlessly put that extra cookie in our mouth. I mean, we all did it during the holidays,
yeah.
and you know, all of us. So I'm looking forward to that.
But then we also, like, with being the new year, everyone's like, oh, I'm going to go on that diet, and I'm going to do all these things.
I don't
and
even
then
think it's a diet, though. It's just a way of living. It's a way of eating.
Yeah. And that's what she has. That's,
yeah.
It's not that diets don't work. In fact,
they don't.
In one of our Facebook Lives, Georgie pointed out that the word diet has the word die in it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that's why it dies right away.
So it's an yeah. intuitive approach to health without using rules and regulations.
Yeah.
And it's more
just
of
eating,
like tuning in and
eating
learning
better
your body
your
and that kind of stuff.
Your body will tell you
yes,
what,
exactly.
what you need.
Have you ever eaten like really good for like a week?
Oh, yeah.
And then you
yes.
blow it on a weekend and you come home and you're like, oh, my God, why did I eat that? Whatever it
yeah.
was and you feel...
Then
bleh.
You get
right.
depressed.
Yeah.
You can, yeah, you can kick into depression. You can't feel bloated.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yay for you on that one.
Yeah,
and then
excited.
Georgie...
Georgie,
you're new, so I don't know you, but
right.
tell us about yourself. Oh, you have to get closer to the mic, remember, like you're going to make
yes.
out with it.
It's really an honor getting to meet you and being in your studio today.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Cool.
So I'm doing the emotional and spiritual side of the equation.
Good for you.
Believing that in our hearts, We really want to live our passion, and sometimes we haven't trusted our own intuition and in living our life kind of through other people or just work, sleep, eat. And so I've written 4 self-help books.
What are the names of them? Give them the titles and where people can find them.
Oh, awesome. On Amazon.
Okay, give us the title. Of
And they're on Kindle and Nook and also paperback. So Joyful Holistic Remedies.
Joyful Holistic Remedies. Mm-hmm. And can you give us like the clip notes on that in like 10 seconds?
It's my own healing story. 6 chapters of my own healing story.
Beautiful.
From an extreme deforming disease,
okay,
and losing my eyesight and how I reversed it holistically, and 10 chapters of self-help that anybody can apply to anything in their life.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's went around the world many times.
Oh, awesome.
And it's been found in used bookstores, even in China and different places where people,
you know, as an author, I might have, when you ever have a new book, I've had people come up to me like, hey, is your book at like the 99-cent store? I'm like, it's not even a year old yet. How dare you?
Right.
So how about the other three books? Because you said you have
so
4.
The rosacea acne, mm-hmm, natural remedy.
Oh, okay, good.
So I first wrote Joyful, and then I questioned myself, how did the rosacea on my face get so extreme to losing a major part of my eyesight? So then I pondered that question and healed on another layer of what actually was pushing this to such an extreme, the emotion behind it.
Yeah, I have family members that have rosacea,
mm-hmm,
and so they've gotten it under control through change of diet.
Yeah.
And then book number 3?
Book number 3 is the autoimmune. Mm-hmm. So it's about autoimmune, and autoimmune now is a major diagnosis for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So autoimmune, acne, and rosacea, but how our smart emotions precisely appear in health issues and why.
Right.
So I look at the emotional component. And the last one just came out in February this last year on how to believe in answered prayers. And it really works with the law of attraction and what we're doing
so
here.
So this all connects the dots on just rebuild, like we all know how I am. You have to rebuild your shit. And
mm-hmm,
you don't have to ask for permission. You just kind of, this is what's wrong with me. Where can I find the tool,
right,
and fix it? And that's the purpose of your boot camp.
Yes.
And so I'm just going to get to the point. What day is it? Where can they find it? And you know,
it starts January 13th at 8 p.m. Central Time.
So 8 p.m.
And if you want to participate, you need to go to the Live Abundantly Bootcamp Facebook group and request to join. And I have a lot of requests that come through without answering the questions. You kind of need to answer the questions because we have a workbook that comes along with it,
mm-hmm,
and we're going to email it. We're not posting the workbook on the Facebook group, so you need to send us your email address if you want to.
What day was that again?
January 13th. That's a week from tomorrow.
Oh.
So it's a Monday.
It'll take about an hour.
That's not bad. I just took an online course the other day, and it was an hour, and I learned a lot. So those are things that you know, here's the deal, too. If people think, oh, I don't have an hour. Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
There's 168
hours. Well, do you have an
hour
for yourself, you know?
Everybody has an hour for ourselves. We just don't think we do, because we just don't think we have to do that one little extra thing.
Well, but also, Sharon, so because we're doing it on Facebook, the video stays on there.
You don't have to go back.
You know, you won't be able to interact with us,
but that's something that I learned in that thing. You want to be there, guys,
live,
because you'll be able to get, for the first time ever, this. And this is something else that I learned. We're all first-timers. I'm a first-time author in my family. I'm a first-timer to get a degree. So I'm pretty sure you guys are the first-timers in your family to do a Facebook boot camp.
Right.
So these are kind of like I say, it's kind of like sprinkles of knowledge nuggets to get on the live.
Yeah, see if it works for you. But we really want to be, you know, we're going to have 5 days, and that's why we're calling it a boot camp, because it's intensive.
So is it the same time every day?
January 13th, we will be 8 p.m., January 14th, 8 p.m., January 15th, 8 p.m., January 16th, 8 p.m., January 17th is 10 a.m., and that's when you will have the opportunity to meet with us and ask questions.
Okay.
That's the last day, and we're doing that in the morning because we need to be able to be available to more people in different time zones, and so we're going to be available at 10 a.m. for people to ask questions and, you know, get some clarity on any of the
issues
that
we
have.
And I love it because it is digitally. God, I can never say that word correctly. So
digitally.
And we aren't having to actually go somewhere.
Mm-hmm. You could be in your jammies.
Yeah.
We do ask that people, if you are going to participate, that you don't go to bed. I've had people do that, like join in and they're like laying in bed. No, you can't be in bed because the information that we're giving, it's vital. And it has a lot of energy, and we have a lot of energy together. And so we really capitalize on that in order to create this vibe and that, you know, that energy.
So on the way over here, I was driving, and I was thinking, what kind of questions could I ask that would trigger, and I love the word trigger whoever's listening to the podcast. Why should they attend this? I mean, you guys all described what you're experts at or what you're good at or your passions at, but give us, I'll go around, like three things that you want takeaways from your information, you know, three takeaways from listening to your expertise, three from you and three from you.
I'm Elizabeth, by the way. So the thing that I love doing this because I discovered the ability to figure out how to manifest by being in a space that I didn't want to be in. And I was like, you know, I was in this place where I was like crying at work, and I was in this horrible relationship, and I was like, I cannot believe I chose this for myself. And that moment, that was so pivotal for me, Sharon, because I knew I had chosen that. And I really didn't know how to unchoose it, but I knew what I didn't want. And so I started to focus on what I didn't want and turning that not want into what I wanted. So what I wanted was to be free from that relationship and what that felt like. So what I teach is, first of all, to get really clear about what it is that you want. You get what you think about, whether you want it or not.
I have to interject because this is something you're going to love. I have a coach who taught me we can make a list in 10 seconds of the things we don't want. But how many of us can make a list quickly of
what
the things
we do want?
Right. So like Elizabeth's saying, she's showing or demonstrating or, you know, what is it that you do want? And a lot of us don't take the time to think about that. Well, why is that?
Because we think about what we don't want. That's the default.
But that's not going to get you what you want.
But most people don't know that.
Johnny,
most people don't know that. Most people, Sharon, don't really listen to what's going on inside their heads. It's happening by default rather than being intentional. Mm-hmm. And that's the part about, like, you get what you think about, whether you want it or not. If you're thinking about, I don't want to get in an accident. I don't want to get in an accident. I don't want to get in an accident. You're going to get in an accident.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if you think about, like, I want to drive intentionally. I want to be present. I want to drive with people that are polite and considerate. You're going to get that.
Right.
So that's the first one, is you get what you think about whether you want it or not. The second one is like you've got to be really clear. Adding emotion to your desires and what do you want and why. So after you figure out what do you want, get clear about that, then you add emotion by saying what do you want and why do you want it. So for instance, one of the things that I'm working on is a romantic relationship. And why do I want that? Because I've done so much work around myself. I know that I'm in this space emotionally where I am open and ready to give, ready to love and receive love.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give that a test drive. I want to take it out there. I want to try it out. I want to do it again.
You want to attract, how do you explain this? Sometimes there's very low inventory to date.
Mm-hmm. But there is. I'm 60. I turned 60 this year. It's a low inventory.
So I was going to say, there's such a little low inventory, and it's not that we're picky, but we know what we want out of it. We're going to celebrate, oh my God, January 6th, I'll have 20 years together with
my man.
Tomorrow. But that's when we first dated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've been dating since January.
That's still an important date.
It's a date. It was the person we met. Right. And then we've been married 17 years, which was in December. Thanks. And we didn't even post. We didn't even, you know, it's so funny. It's such a really cool relationship.
He's such a great guy. I love her husband, by the way.
He's a cool guy. And doesn't let you do, you know, I tell him he's the rock and I'm the kite. And so,
yes. It makes sense.
It makes sense. Yeah, that's us. So let me get back to these. So you get what you think about. Number two, you get clear. And
get
then the
clear and add emotion to it.
Okay.
And then the third one is remove the limiting beliefs. And these are the things that, so like you start going like, okay, I do want this relationship. I can describe what I want. I can tell you why. So I'm really clear. I've got the why in there. I've got the emotional. But what's blocking? Mm-hmm. And that's the real work.
And then, that is the work.
Because there's also these doubts that come in there like, what you just said, there's low inventory. There's no men out there, you know? And you've got to remove that stuff, you know? Because I don't need a lot. I just need one.
Yeah, right. Just need one. And then we also, ladies, because we are a pain in the ass to live with. I just said it again. We are a pain in the ass to live with. We are not perfect. And sometimes our guys, I don't know how the fuck my husband puts up with me because I am a pain in the ass. And then I have to step back and go, wait a minute.
Right.
What did he, could be my fault. I'm not, you know, so I have to, so we're constantly rebooting and redesigning. And so we're human and we're quick to apologize and say, you know, I'm having a day. And then that's where that friendship part comes in.
Right.
Of, okay. Versus, oh, so you're just being, you know, bitchy about it. No, I'm just telling you, this is what happened today. Doesn't make it an excuse to be that way, but we are spiritual, emotional people, and sometimes it just comes out. So I always tell that to ladies, you know, there's good guys out there. The inventory's low. Just like with women, there's good women, and then there's some crazy women. Ooh, there's some crazy women. Okay, so we got those three things, and then three things from Vanessa that you want
from
them
me.
That they can take away.
So a lot of what I do is intuitive eating and mindfulness practices when it comes to how we approach our health. And the first thing that I think a lot of people don't consider when they're starting to pursue their health in a new way is their story, like their food story previously. So like how we are brought up culturally in our families, this kind of similar to what Elizabeth was talking about, the stories we tell ourselves. What's the story we tell ourselves around food in our bodies, and how is that holding us back to achieving the health that we're looking for?
The best thing about this whole process is that everything that Georgie, Vanessa, and I do layers on top of each other.
I can see now how it's connecting the dots. So you're like the intuitive eating. And it's so funny how you mentioned the culture of, you know, for us, like we just went back home to visit family, and right away they want to give us pan dulce and tacos. And I, what do you call it, intermittent fasting? I've been doing that before it was around. I've been doing intermittent fasting before it was intermittent fasting. I don't eat till about 2 o'clock every day. That's just me. So I can't, not that it just doesn't work for me. So culturally, and they're like, oh, you don't want to eat?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
And it's so different because, like, I think about me and my husband and how he eats so differently than me because we're both in different cultures.
Okay.
I eat breakfast because that's what I physically feel hungry.
Right.
And so
I have to eat.
But my husband does not get hungry until, like, almost 2 o'clock.
Like myself.
Yes,
yeah.
And so intuitive eating and using those practices of mindfulness really allows you to kind of go back into your body and look at what's working and what your body's asking for it to do without you having to like go on all these rules and like, oh, I have to eat at this time. And it's more about
following
like
someone else's rules rather than your own.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be the first one of the things that we're going to be, that I'm going to be
so
teaching
intuitive
on.
Eating and food story. And then what was the second, what did I,
no, the second one,
or second,
is really letting go of diet culture. So right now I think that's been a big, hindrance for people when trying to get healthy, is that they do what Elizabeth's saying, is they follow someone else's rules.
Keto, or paleo, or South Beach, or, you know, Weight Watchers.
We're so different and unique, and each one of us is complex. We all have different needs emotionally, mentally, physically, you know, and for us to put the rules, the same rules on each person is really doing a disservice to our own individual health needs. And so that's going to be a big thing that I'm going to be talking about, is really letting go of that and learning to kind of listen to your own body instead of following all these rules and restrictions.
One of the things that I see all the time, when somebody, I'm going to ruffle some feathers here, these are great things you guys are offering. Mm-hmm. 90% of the people aren't going to do it.
Yeah.
They're just not.
Yeah.
Just with anything. Mm-hmm. You know, your books, my books, our workshops. So those are the ones that are going to say,
it doesn't work.
But it does work. Here's what I see all the time. You know, oh, I'm happy being fat. No, you're not. I've seen that on social media. I'm happy, but I'm fat. No, you're not. You're pissed off, but you're too damn lazy to get up and go walk or run or take something back out of your mouth or say, you know what, I'm not going to. It's choices. So yeah. Are you guys going to touch on that, or is that where you come in on that action? I'm kind of.
So sometimes we put on weight because we're weighed down with emotional issues that we have never dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
But when you deal with your stuff, what happens is it actually starts melting away.
It does.
And you have a different desire for food.
Right.
What Vanessa's teaching.
And even physical activity. Like,
no,
I went running today. That's why I looked like this. I didn't even shower. Sorry. I stink. But it was a choice. It was like, do I go and get all cleaned up for my girls, which they don't care if I smell, or do it, you know. So it's making the decision to put the running shoes on, to go exercise.
It's knowing that it feels good for
and
you.
It feels amazing.
Yes, and it may not be like the first thought, like, oh, I want to go run, but
right.
You know what you're going to feel like at
right.
the end of it,
right.
And you're doing
right.
And it's
things.
Knocking at the back of
yes.
your head.
It definitely
and
is
Sharon,
knocking.
Sharon, we also do, we have a day that we have divided the boot camp into days, and day one is awareness, day two is clarity, day three is letting go, day four is action. And that's where that
yeah,
component comes in that you're talking about, because
yeah.
we know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know. I do. I have a group that meets Saturday nights. It's called LOA.
Mm-hmm.
And we work on this thing every time, you know, every week. And I can tell you, last night, everybody was given homework. Probably one person will complete that homework.
I know.
And that's going to be me.
And it probably will be her.
Because
she has to meet with me one-on-one on Tuesday. So it's like, you know, did you finish your work?
When or chicken dinner are we going to check
no,
on
No, but it's
you?
Like,
yeah.
It is. And I'm like, you know, I can't tell you how important it is to do the daily work.
It is daily and it adds up. So when, you know, I meet people that are like, oh, you're still running. And I'm. And by the way, I turned 57 in November. I thought it was 56.
What the hell?
And I was like telling people I'm 56. And my husband, who's 43, and he'll be 44 in March. And he's like, babe.
Oh, you're 57.
I hate to tell you something. And I'm like, what? He goes, you're 57. I'm like, no, I'm not. I have to get the calculator. I'm like, oh, shit. And you know what?
Like, you
literally,
missed a year.
Literally, for like 3 days, I was like, so sad. Like, but then I thought about it. Why the hell am I sad?
Yeah,
it's because I'm alive.
You can't change it. Exactly. It's a number.
It's a number.
You know.
So I was like, you know, and it's so funny because when I had my last kid at 44 and I was on purpose, there's a test now at UT Medical that they would put all the things on you and they will tell you biologically what you really are. And so at 44,
nice.
They told me, oh, you're like 32 because of the running
nice.
And the weights and the yoga and all the stuff I was doing.
Yeah.
And then, so I was like, okay, you got the clear to go. And I'm thinking about it. It's just a number because
it is
just a number. So,
but I think that's what shows, like, that's a cultural belief where you get older and it's like, I guess you're going down or you're
right,
not going
right,
to do
right.
as much or, you know,
right.
and that's something that when it comes to diet, we do the same thing. Where we
oh,
think
yeah.
it has to be this certain way because that's what the cultural, you know,
you have to do what works for you.
Exactly. And that's going to be my number three thing that you could put on there is, you know, learning, going back in and figuring out what works for you and knowing that you're the one that's going to define what health looks like, not anybody else. You know?
True.
So.
And the same, it's just like the age, you know?
Yeah.
I, like I said, I turned 60 this year. In the beginning, last year at this time, I was like, ooh, I'm going to be 60 this year. That's so old. But then I started saying it. And I was like, you know what? I look good. I feel good.
Mm-hmm.
My physicality is really good.
Yeah.
I can kick ass in yoga.
Yeah.
Hot yoga.
So,
yeah. Oh, I miss hot yoga. Where do you go?
Black Swan.
Shout out Black Swan.
I
was going to the one in Marlin. I forgot what's up with Berkham. And
the Bikram, yeah.
I love that one.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So we're gonna switch gears to Miss Georgie.
Whoa.
You have to get in here and tell us the three takeaway or the knowledge nuggets from having you on the panel or on the I didn't say panel, but in the group.
Okay, so I'm going to be sharing from my own experience, something that I've proven not only for myself, but proven with lots and lots of people over many, many years, how to really trust our intuition, our inner guidance system.
You're good.
And then when we don't trust it, because exactly what we were talking about here, we follow what's familiar until all of a sudden there's a numbing effect where we can't listen to our own spirit.
Exactly.
And so we then start learning hindsight. So I teach spirituality, but also really important to get in touch. I call it growing spiritual roots. This isn't about religion. This is about having spiritual roots so strong that when different upsets, traumas, losses, whatever come up in life, that we have a plan to not internalize our emotional pain so it comes out in a physical form later.
Right.
And how to reverse that. So I interpret for people, if they do have a health issue, how to reverse that situation rather than cutting it out. So I have a saying, you can cut out an organ, but you can't cut out the emotions that actually caused it.
True. I have to deal with that. It's so funny you guys are talking about this. That book, the little book of Startup Inspiration, I talk exactly about what you're talking about in there. Is the intuition, is the gut, is the spiritual. I didn't use the word spirituality, I should. But yeah, if you have to trust your gut. And this is something I'm going to ask you. Have you ever met somebody, you just didn't like them? There was just something about them that just wasn't like, there's something about them that was negative. They're super, they got the smile on, you shake their hand, you know, but you just can't put it. You can't put your finger on it, but there's something. That's our intuition, isn't it?
Right, and they're pretending in life. And when you meet somebody that's pretending to have it all together, and they say, you know, I have joy 24 hours a day, that's a really red flag for me.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny. I've actually had people in my studio, because I don't know if you, this is such a peaceful, I love being here, the vibe in here, but I've actually had to ask somebody to leave recently. It was just some random stranger. It was just something about, this person had like a bad vibe, and I very nicely asked them to leave, and they left.
So our energy is real, and our auras are real, and as we can really cleanse ourselves internally with our own message. And I teach people to go in front of the mirror and say, I love you, to themselves. And out of 10 people, 8 will absolutely choke on trying to say, I love you in front of the mirror.
Give me that toe soap in the morning. Hey, you're such a fucking badass. Look at that new wrinkle. You know that little wrinkle around your eye. It's there because you smile a lot.
Because you're a freaking badass. You earned those wrinkles.
But we need it, and that's not being narcissistic or what's the word I'm looking for?
Conceited.
No, because people think it's selfish.
No, because no one's going to tell me in the mirror that. I have to tell myself that. And I'm teaching that to my kid now as a young age. That's why
if you do it, he knows. Yeah. Even if he never hears you, they know.
They know.
They live with you. You know, I wanted to point out something, though, that Georgie has in her curriculum for this boot camp is her emergency plan. I've never heard of somebody having one of these, and I'm not going to tell you what it is. You got to join the boot camp in order to find out
guys,
what that is.
Okay, guys, you're going to have to listen for the emergency plan.
But I'll tell you briefly what it is.
Well, we want them to come in.
No, you can't share it. You have to, like...
It's like we're dating.
I just want to say that years ago, before I got into this field, I had zero.
Tell me!
I had zero knowledge about my body.
Okay.
And so I just operated on automatic, thinking it would never break down. I never had to listen to my own intuition. I just served other people really well.
But that you didn't serve yourself. Hell no. Oh my God, yeah. My husband's
so
like,
emergency plan is
like, you.
Right.
You. Take care of you
in
first.
The time of emergency, that is not the time to learn what we're going to be teaching.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to have it. This is preemptive. And it's also like, you know, it's the new year.
Yeah.
You know, I was in a yoga class on January 1st, and she said, "What do you remember everything that happened this year? And what do you want to say no to?" And I'm like, you know, usually I will turn that around and say, like, I don't want to say no to anything. It's like, what do I want to say yes to? But I started listening to her and what she was talking about. And you know, as she said this, like, what do you want to say no to? And that's what this boot camp is about. Say, what do you want to say no to? What do you want to invite into your life?
You know, I will say this again, because I have a friend of mine who told me this 3 years ago before all this manifested. And he's like, you need to do your own thing. You need to do your own thing. And I started, oh, what's my own thing? So finally, I do my own thing. I mean, all of us are invited to so many things. And the more you're growing, the more you're going to say no to. Mm-hmm. Because there's only so many hours in the week.
Right? Yep.
And this year, I have 3 books on the books. I'm co-writing one with a counselor, a middle school counselor. It's called The Middle School Toolkit. Then I've got Middle Finger Peacefulness coming in, which is all about what you're talking about. Have you shared this with this guy? So it's the second version of Middle Finger Happiness, but it's Middle Finger Peacefulness. And we're talking about the Zen, the peace, the everything. It's going to match. And then the journal, the Middle Finger Happiness Journal. So with all those things coming, I say no more. Because last year, I don't know if this happened to you, I got invited to stuff, I got on board with some stuff, and the ball dropped. Because it wasn't meant to be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So is that going to be
because our own energy isn't congruent with what we're saying yes to?
Yeah.
We're feeling empty inside. If we took a survey, even in this center right now, many people would say that they're exhausted.
Yes. And something that I want to pick your brain on this because you're this guru on this. On the intuition, why is it that we don't listen to our intuition?
We don't know how.
We're not taught.
We're not taught. We're not taught.
We don't practice.
Mm-hmm. It's a muscle.
It's
a muscle that you have to
It's a natural
out.
Thing that we're born with,
mm-hmm.
but our life training takes us down another road of numbing out so that we become a follower. And so we don't trust our intuition. So eat this apple, even if you don't like apples, you just choke on it, doesn't matter, but it's good for you. Right? So all along the way. So you take classes, you really don't like the class, but in order to get a grade, you have to take it.
I was told this is not a real job.
It is.
To be an artist, that's not a real living. Or a writer, that's not a real job.
Right.
So
it
took me until I was, 49 to fucking go, okay, this is what I'm good at. This is my passion. This is what, and that took forever. And again, it's that reprogramming that we do to ourselves. And so now that's what I'm saying. It's almost like I'm going to be a better parent as an older parent with this one. Because he's seeing the better part of me versus the younger one saw the version that needed help,
But you get aligned with your values, like what is important,
Right.
And as we age, it does become more prevalent,
If I could go back in time, there's a few things that I would definitely have done different. And it's funny, this is my husband and I talking. He's like, I wouldn't have gotten married. I'm like, to me, no, just wouldn't gotten married. but we have these real talks because marriage is hard, and there's days where, and then here's how we fix it. We don't talk for like 2 or 3 days. Like we'll barely see each other in the morning, and he'll do his thing, and I do my thing, and then we come back together. And so if you give each other that space, and I think a lot of people don't do that in a relationship.
Yeah.
You have to.
Even
in
a relationship with ourselves, we need self-nurturing.
Yes.
Otherwise, we're continuing to run on empty.
Are you guys going to be also bringing up social media? Because I think social media is one of the factors that influences us to thinking we have to be a certain way. Because everything you see on social media...
There's so many outside sources that conflict and that distract you from what it is that you're doing, I mean, we're not bringing in social media specifically, but one of the tools that I use is I get up an hour early and I devote that time to me. I devote that time to self-development.
Yes.
And you've got to stay committed to that daily practice.
Yeah. It's like your
phone. If you want things to change, you have to do things differently.
If you want something you never had, you got to do something you've never done. We've all heard that one. So just like your phone, when it's at 2%, hello, what do you go do? You plug it in.
Right.
And, or turn it off and plug it in. But we have to do that for ourselves.
Right.
And so I don't respond to every DM or every email or every... I can't. Can't. And so is that something else that's going to be brought up as coaches that you're helping entrepreneurs, you're helping, you know, who's your audience that you want to help?
Our audience is anybody that wants to do things differently this year, that okay. really wants to bring abundance. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So okay. many, so we have two questions that you have to answer in order when you join, when you request to join. And one is, what do you hope to get out of the boot camp, and your email address? And mm-hmm. so many of the questions, like, I want to know how to bring abundance into my life, and not just mm-hmm. abundance, like, financially, but abundant health,
mm-hmm. oh, yeah.
abundant intuition, you know, abundance in social relationships, abundant love. Mm-hmm. It's just in so many ways. There's so many different things. One of the ways that I've brought love into my life recently, I got a new dog. You know that Betty passed away,
no.
and I got a new dog.
What's your doggy's name?
Ginger.
Ginger. Is she red? Is she ginger? Is she mm-hmm. ginger? Mm-hmm. What a color?
Yeah, she's ginger.
She's red.
What kind of doggy is she?
She's a pit. Aww. She's a red pit, and she's like so lovely.
I love ginger. Yeah.
But it's dogs. Like that. In itself is like, all of a sudden it's like, I have so much more, like, I just feel it, you know,
yeah.
so much more aware of love, you know, just love.
We all need love. And when we say love, I'm not talking about,
no, we're not talking about romantic love.
There's different levels of love, because there's different kinds of love. In fact, I'll ask you that. What kind of love do you feel is missing from people?
Self-love.
And when we say self-love, because everybody, I see people like, oh, self-love, self-love, but then they're shoving a martini in their mouth and okay. they're eating shit food. I'm like, that's not self-love.
Yeah, no. All right. So I ask people,
that's pretending again.
When's the last time you appreciated your little toe? And how life would be different without a little toe. And so it's an awareness
so
of our
stub
body.
It and hurt.
You're like, oh, my toe.
Yeah.
Till you
yeah.
break it.
Yes.
But there's so much about yeah. our body
oh, yeah.
that we ignore,
oh, gosh,
we deny, yeah. and many times we curse.
Yeah.
You know, if it breaks down,
yeah.
or if we're too fat, too skinny, whatever. We have this self-talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in my lifestyle, I really practice silence. Because through silence, I can hear an inner voice directing me. And so my goal is to try to live in this busy world with peace within.
And in the moment.
And in the moment, and mindfulness.
I'm actually getting ideas from you guys, because Middle Finger Peacefulness is going to be the book coming out this summer. And so everything I do, I'm like, is this getting me closer to what I want to accomplish today? It doesn't sound selfish, but everything from washing the dishes to vacuuming at that moment, or should I vacuum on Sunday evening instead of Sunday morning? You know,
right.
So I'm always asking myself those questions.
And doing
questions.
It out of the love for the opportunity for
mm-hmm.
doing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rather than, oh, I gotta wash the dishes.
Right.
So there's a whole difference.
Oh, be thankful. You
that's
got dishes.
That's intention. That's
yeah.
like what, you know, that's
yeah.
being intentional
I got
with
food.
What you do.
I got to clean
I like it.
It
when my yeah. I like it when my kitchen is clean, you know.
It's like what we
yeah.
said earlier when we came in here and we were talking about our health and people getting sick and all that kind of stuff. Like, we don't appreciate our health
until
we don't
it's
have
gone.
It, you know.
Oh, I know.
And
right.
then after we start getting better, we're like, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful for this body and
oh,
I'm
gosh,
feeling
yeah.
better and all that
right.
kind of stuff. And so it's being in that place of, like, deep gratitude for ourselves and what we're creating and what we're
mm-hmm.
doing and what we're calling in all the time.
Well, if you want to become a kick-ass person just for even for yourself, number one, because if my jar of water is not full, I can't share with any of you. So I have to make sure this
right.
is full.
Yes.
And so it's one of those things that I think, and as women, we tend to do that. We, you know, put everybody first. And sometimes I catch myself doing that. But I stop. I'm like, okay, I got the boys at home. They know how to turn on the washing machine. They know how to, you know, even vacuum. The little one knows how to do that because I'm showing them. Or, you know. So what are the dates again? Is January the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th, 8 p.m., Facebook. I'm going to put all this on the podcast.
Yeah, request to join the Live Abundantly Facebook group.
Okay.
You have to request to join. And if you want the workbook, you got to give me your email address.
You got to have the workbook. And in the workbook, is it a digital, or is it better to have it a printable or downloadable? How do you want to do that?
I would download it and then print it. But
okay.
that's just me. I like, you know, I like the physical writing.
I think having it in your hands is good. So you're going to appreciate this.
In Middle Finger Happiness Journal, it is analog. It is writing. There's no
passwords to remember. There's no cookies to clean. It's something as a brain dump we need to do. And that's what I'm telling people. We have to write.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that physical, and that is one of my tools as well. That physical pen to paper, what it does, I always tell the women that I coach, my clients, is that when you write, you're actually writing on your heart.
Oh, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, it's a good way. You don't forget.
When you write, if you type, you'll forget. But if you write like this.
And not only that, you can go back to it.
Right.
You're like, oh, okay, because there's no way I could have remembered all these things that you guys were talking. I'm writing, by the way, guys, as we were talking, to like take notes on how to write the description for the podcast. So it's the stories we tell ourselves. I forgot who said that. You said that. But
Vanessa.
I really think this is the sentence that describes everything you guys are doing.
It is.
If I was to sum up what you're doing, it's the stories we tell ourselves.
Right.
And our body tells our story also in ways.
It does. It shows it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because if you are overweight, or if you do have a malady, or you know some type of physical, if it's acne or some other type of, you know, even if, like, I don't know, when you talked about stubbing your toe, if you break your toe, like I've done that a few times, and I was distracted when I did it.
You weren't thinking about what you were doing.
That's your head. That is your head. That is, you are not present. You're not in the moment. And staying present, you're distracted. You know, I've done it a couple of times, and every time I was distracted.
Yeah, I smashed my hand Monday on these things in the garage because I was rushing. All right, guys, so we're going to continue. We had a little speed bump, but this is, I guess, part two, but it's also wrapping up this awesome conversation with you ladies. And so I want to I'll start with you, your name, where they can find you, your website or whatever, you know, place they can contact you.
Okay, Georgie Holbrook, and my website is georgieholbrook.com. That's GEORGIE Holbrook, H like Harold, OLBROOK.com. My books are on there, and my message is on there, and my services are on there, but I really appreciate you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Welcome. We have to come back. We'll have to do this again, maybe like spring, which is March, which will be here before you know it.
I know.
Okay, then we're going to move on to Vanessa.
I'm Vanessa Cassani, and you can find me at livesimplynatural.com. I am consistently sharing recipes, resources, all kinds of tools for intuitive eating and mindful eating practices. And you can also find me at livesimplynatural on Instagram and Facebook.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And then we have none other than Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Pudwell, and you can find me on Facebook, Elizabeth Haysom Pudwell. You can find me also on Instagram, LOA Houston, and you can find me on LinkedIn. Those are my primary social media accounts, and you can also email me at elizabethpudwell@gmail.com.
Love it. Well, guys, thank you for coming
on
Saturday.
Thank you.
I've been wanting you to come here for so long. Now that you've been here.
I love it.
This is amazing.
It's so great.
Congratulations.
She's at the Sawyer Silos, you guys. Yeah. If you want to come and see her, come over here on the second Saturdays.
Thank you.
Or send her a DM if you want to come over and see her art. It's awesome.
And not only that, I've had, like, when my door's open and we all have the open sign, like, I'm painting, you know, or I'm writing. I finally got a designated writing area, but, yeah, I've been wanting a place. Now, the goal is to get something double this in the future to hold workshops. It's coming. Baby steps. It's only been a year.
It's small incremental steps towards what you want.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, thanks,
and you're doing
guys.
That.
Okay.
Thank you.
So this is Sharon, and with Middle Finger Happiness, the podcast. And if you want to reach out to me, it's middlefingerhappiness@gmail.com. And I really appreciate you guys listening. And if you have any questions, we're just going to put everything on the description and be able to find this. Actually, I'm going to post this on all the social medias that I have. All right, guys. Peace out. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.